Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamer Tag Radio.
Welcome to Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also joining me, I have Rihanna Manuel Pena. What's up, Rihanna?
What's up? Hello out there.
Good, good. How's everything with you? It's been a busy month. A lot, lots of gaming events here in Los Angeles, and also outside LA too. So.
Yeah, we came back from a trip and hit the ground running. You know, it's been one thing after another. I playfully called all of the events that were happening leading up to Summer Game Fest May Days instead of Play Days, because there are a lot of things that happened not at Summer Game Fest Play Days, but leading up to it. And some of them in developers' home countries and all over the states, and we're seeing that happening again now, leading up to Gamescom. So it's really exciting, and you know, it's always good to see people who are able to still make games that they really love and believe in, and share them with us directly, and have that FaceTime. It's really special. So I'm glad that there, in a world where a lot of stuff is going away, that we're still able to keep these opportunities for at least some games.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And actually, we went to an event together, which was really cool. We got to play Shinobi Art of Vengeance. And this is coming out for multiple platforms. PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series S and X. Xbox One, Steam, and also Nintendo Switch. And also will be available on Nintendo Switch too, because playable there too. And it's coming out August 29th. So we got to play multiple levels, new bosses. We discovered new things in there in the game too. So thanks to Sega and also 47 for inviting us to get some hands on of the game. We also got some capture footage of our experience.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. I played this during Summer Game Fest and I had an amazing time. I was like, man, this is so good. It was, put it this way, I was so into the game that a Sega rep came up to me and told me, like, Danny, we have to wrap it up because we have more people waiting. They already booked the appointment for this. So, and I was hooked. I was completely hooked. I didn't want to leave. I want to continue playing. So I know this is your first time replaying a Shinobi game, because, you know, I go way back with Shinobi during the Sega Genesis days. Mm-hmm. For me. So is this your first Shinobi ever?
It is. And I've played, you know, many a side scroller, but this is my first time with Shinobi, and I'm excited to hear from the team that this is a bit of a throwback, but meant to welcome new players, which is perfect for me, because I absolutely loved it. I'll go ahead and spoil my thoughts really quickly. I had a fantastic time.
Yeah, I know a lot of people though might not know this, but the developers that worked in this game also worked on Streets of Rage 4, which is one of my favorite games. And Reed knows I still play it to this day.
Once in a while, soundtrack, everything.
Love the soundtrack. Yeah, I usually will, you know, launch the game and just play a little bit. You know, listen to the old school, the new songs in the game. So, but this one is really good, man. So much fun. And actually challenging. There's some parts in the game like, ooh, it took a while to figure it out. You know, there's some boss battles there. There's some puzzles, like, where, you know, think of it like a Metroidvania, where you have to go certain places to unlock things in order for you to continue
you get
the game.
Certain abilities that let you open certain types of doors or climb certain type of walls, and then you can go back and backtrack to areas you couldn't reach before without those tools.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, Ree, what was the thing that stood out the most for you about this game, playing it?
You know, what stood out the most for me is how challenging it was. So if you've played games like this before, you'll know that part of the allure is almost making a puzzle out of combat, right? So you approach an area that you know what enemies are going to spawn there, you know their behaviors, their some of them through the projectiles, like maybe it's a soldier shooting a gun or a guy throwing an axe. And you start to learn the movement patterns and the timers on their attacks and do your best to sort of optimize the way you take them down. And using the tools that you have as you increase your skill and also add to your abilities, trying to take them out faster or in fun ways or get a certain execution and like really like paint a picture with your combat. And I enjoy that so much, even though it's hard. Like it's actually fairly difficult. Some rooms, when you first approach them, mm-hmm. you're gonna get your ass handed to you. But as you learn, again, the patterns, as you learn the enemy types, as you figure out your particular play style, it becomes a really fun puzzle. And yeah, it's very satisfying when you can like breeze through the first few rooms of enemies when they previously gave you a really hard time. So I really like the combat the most.
Yeah, I love the combat. Love the look of the game too. It feels really, really cool. Like the animation, the artwork and everything is really dope. I know people might not know this, but you know, you could buy, of course, the digital version, but also there's a physical version of this game.
Yeah, shout out to physical games.
Still in there. So if you buy the digital version, it's going to be $29.99. If you are planning to buy the physical version, I know there's multiple different versions of the game, but the physical standard, physical version, which is under limited run here in the States, that version is going to be $39.99, which is pretty good for like a physical, right? Physical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the base game, $29.99 digital or physical $39.99. So you have options there to buy. See, I was thinking the other day, and actually I was talking to the Sega team at the event. You know, I asked questions and everything, and I think based on the conversation, I'm probably going to get the Nintendo Switch and /Switch 2 version.
Yeah, that's the version that's calling me as well. There's a lot of desire to play more on my Switch 2, mm-hmm. And this is an easy sell for me.
Definitely. And here's the thing too, like it wasn't because of anything bad about the other version or anything like that. It's more because for me, you know, I've been playing a lot of Switch 2, and you know, we've been traveling a lot, doing a mm-hmm. lot of things, and also it's easier for me to play, you know, because of our daughter and everything. So I think
it's also
on the
offline,
go,
which is nice.
Yeah. Offline, on the go. Mm-hmm. This is for me right here. And I have the option, playing on TV or just portable, you know what I'm saying? But the other thing that stood out to me, Ree, besides the graphics, the animation, music, of course, is amazing, is the enemies and the boss battles were very, very challenging, but it was fun. Like, it wasn't frustrating for me to try to beat these enemies or bosses. Like, there were certain times where I got super close beating a boss by like one bar or something like that, like something very, very small. And I'm like, oh my God, I messed up. It was because of my fault. You know, I got super excited. I'm like, oh, it's getting close. But I really enjoy this game. Like, the more I play this, the more hooked I'm going to be, you mm-hmm. know, playing this. So it felt the same way during Summer Game Fest. I felt about it even more while playing this. More time at the most recent event, mm-hmm. and I finished the whole demo that they had. They also showed me some challenges that you could do in the game too, where it's optional. You could unlock that later in the game, which that's something I want to ask you. I know you discovered something, and you were the only person of the whole event, because they had multiple sessions. They said that you were the only person to discover this. So you can explain what exactly happened and what was it that you discovered.
Yeah, so as we mentioned at the beginning of this sort of recap, there are Metroidvania elements to this game. So there are areas that are only reachable with certain movesets or abilities. And it encourages you to really explore as much as you can. So I had gotten into the habit of every time I sort of advance a screen past a set of enemies, I check the map. Just, you know, press the menu button or the back button and look at the map really quickly. And I look to see what paths I haven't followed yet, like what clouds I haven't cleared on my map. Mm-hmm. And I just go there. And sometimes I died. And when I did, I died a lot. But there was one where, you know, I found a little path. I went ahead and I kind of maneuvered my way up there with a series of wall jumps, which maybe weren't the way I was supposed to get there, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And kind of brute forced my way out there. And I found a challenge arena. So what, I don't remember the proper name for it in the game.
Something rift, right?
Yeah, but I think it was a rift. And essentially, mm-hmm. you find a rift, which is like a little symbol, a skull symbol, and you hit it, and then a bunch of enemies spawn, and you have to take them all out. And it's sort of like a skill check, right? Like, just to see, can you handle these, like, four or five waves of really tough enemies? And if you do, you get a bunch of coins, which is very pleasant and satisfying. And mm-hmm. as I was going through that rift, one of the developers came over and behind me was like, oh, you're the first person to find that. I was like, really? All day? And I think we were the last session of the day.
Yeah, we were the last one.
So not to toot my own horn, but expert gamer here.
Yeah, right? That's pretty cool. Congrats. Yeah. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you. And I won it. So... You know.
Yeah, and actually there's two versions. There's one, a platformer one of the rift, and there's another one of combat. The one that you found was the combat one. So
right. The platformer one, I would have failed horribly.
Oh, I completed that one? I completed the platformer one, and I had a hard time. I had a hard time beating the combat one for me.
That's so funny. I'm the complete opposite. I'm absolutely shit platformer. But right? The combat one was a breeze.
That's awesome. Yeah, it took me like maybe two, maybe three tries because I was just trying to, you know, study the area. And yeah, I beat it. I'm like, oh, cool. Give me the other one. And I'm like, I thought I was going to do pretty good, the combat one. And yeah, right. I struggled. And because, yeah. And I don't know if it was the same one for you, but the one that I was playing for the combat one, the area was getting smaller and smaller. It reminded me of...
the ground was disappearing underneath your feet.
Yeah, it reminded me of like Smash Brothers for some reason. Like it was getting smaller and smaller. And I'm like, I need to survive. How the hell am I to survive this? You know, so I'm there attacking enemies. And yeah, every time I finish that whole wave, then the platform or the area is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. So mm-hmm. Now, do you remember how many waves... Was that one? Was it five, four, or?
I'm not sure. It depends too, because for the actual Rift challenge itself, you know, it's mm-hmm. it's fairly scripted. But the way you get to it naturally in the game is you find, you know, a regular skull, and you're just doing a regular like wave of enemy challenge. And mm-hmm. for those, it's interesting because they'll have, you know, of course, different enemy types. There's one who, you know, like I said, just throws axes up in the air and they arc towards you. Or there's one guy who has a gun. He's just shooting at you. There's another lady who shoots an arrow directly into the sky. And no matter where you are, if you're underneath it, you get hit. And mm-hmm. if you have like four, five, six of these different enemy types on screen at the same time, it is totally overwhelming and it's very easy to get lost. And there is a combat mechanic where you are essentially building up a stagger bar on each of your enemies in order to prime them for a one-button takedown. And if you can prime several enemies' stagger bars at the same time and you execute a one-button takedown, you kill them all in one hit, which is so beautiful. Like, it is so satisfying. So I almost leveled up the difficulty within each wave by trying to do that each time and trying to get each of the enemy stagger bars full before I did that one button execution mm-hmm. when I could have just like, you know, spammed each one individually. But I was kind of like going for a god run for some reason. I don't know. And, you know, it's fun because you can really like, there's a lot of player expression in the way that you approach each combat challenge that I find refreshing. And even though it's, again, fairly difficult, it was really worth the payoff to try different things and to get creative with the abilities and even just like how you prioritize each encounter. So even if it was only a few waves, it maybe felt like more because of all the stuff I was doing within each wave.
Yeah, I know there's multiple abilities, right? So the one that I was using multiple that I really liked a lot. The one that I was using was the fire one. I can't remember.
Oh, you just like burn everybody on the screen.
Yeah, that helped out a lot, yeah. Especially for when it's like a lot of enemies or especially boss battles, the mm-hmm. best. Also, I would use a Ninja Star ability. Have you tried mm-hmm. that one too?
That was good for the armored enemies for sure.
Yeah. Because there's some enemies that have some shield that it takes some time to beat them. So you have to attack them a lot more. But using the Ninja Star where it will go directly to the enemy and it would just spin in there, their shield will go down so much quicker, you know? So mm-hmm. I try that a lot.
I really like the water one where it's basically like a guard break where mm-hmm. you have like a bubble of water that forms around you and the next enemy that hits you within, you know, a few seconds time frame takes damage instead of you. I was mm-hmm. using that a lot when I got mauled, like when I had so many people on me, I would just like shield up with that water and then just mm-hmm. like explode out damage everywhere. It was really satisfying too. Yeah. Like, I guess satisfying is the word I keep saying. It was just like one of those like, it's like yummy combat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. You know, which part I also really loved every time you discover a checkpoint in the game, because like sometimes I'm like struggling, like one hit, I'll die. Yeah. And I get to the checkpoint. My health is completely full. I'm like, oh, yes, thank God. You know, so
literally breathe a sigh of relief every time you find one of those pillars.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like so far, if this continues, this might be that goes on top of my favorite games of this year. So for me personally, because I just love these type of 2D, games, combat games like this. You know, I really enjoyed Streets of Rage 4. Now this, Ori is a 2D.
Ori is 2D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's some games that just 2D that I just really really enjoy. It doesn't have to be, you know, all graphics 3D and all that. I think these type of games I really love.
Prince of Persia
is a good one too. Yeah,
there's a lot of these right now, and I'm glad they're having a bit of a resurgence because so many gamers are looking for smaller experiences that have really high bar for quality and enjoyment, and maybe aren't so exposition heavy and, you know, like really lengthy or heavy. Like this is just plain fun. It's fun, it's gorgeous, it's got a little bit of humor to it, and, you know, just enough challenge that it just really leaves you wanting to go back and try again.
Mm-hmm. Now I know some of us, when we got to the event, Sega asked us, hey, do you guys want to play from the beginning, the ones that you guys played at Summer Game Fest? It's been a while, so I'm like, yes, I need it, because I need to refresh, you know, get used to the controls again and everything. So I did that for a little bit, and then I went straight to the Fish Market, I believe. That's the name of
the arcade mode.
The arcade mode, but the Fish Market. So the mm-hmm. arcade mode, you unlock more abilities in that one. There's certain things where I think if you play the normal version, this stuff that you won't have unlocked, you have to, like, it takes a longer way to unlock them. But the Dark Game was pretty cool. Like, I enjoyed it. I think this is more of, I believe it's based on time. I think it is, right? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, there's a timer, and you only have one life bar. So if you die, you die.
You die. You're good. You're out.
Yeah, you got to start over, which is, you know, like
an checkpoint. Checkpoint.
You start over at a checkpoint.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Now, if you didn't find no checkpoint and you're really far, then yes, you have to start from the beginning.
And they are not that frequent. So, like, it is very often that you die and you're like, oh, my God, I got to go back to the dock or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely dings you for messing up, for sure.
Do you remember the other level? I know it was the Fish Market and there was something else. And
it's
called Neon,
I believe.
Neon? Okay. Yeah. Which one was the most difficult one out of the two for you?
I only played the opening story mode for a while. Like, I played that a while.
Oh, the village.
The village. And mm-hmm. then I played the Fish Market, so I didn't get to the third stage.
Oh, okay. And then you discover all other
Yeah, I was too busy areas. Discovering challenge modes.
Yeah, because that's the thing I love, that everybody's going to have their own experience. You know, for me, I was just going straight to the boss. Mm-hmm. I will discover little things here and there, right? You know, some items that I'll find. But you were like going deep. You're like, no, I'm going to the whole map. see if anything else pops up in here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to really dig into it because I had never played. So this is my first time getting hands on and I wanted to make the most of it.
Yeah. Now for me, Ree, I was going to ask you before we wrap it up, the controls, do you feel like you like the layout of the controls, the options where it's easy for you to pick the abilities, easy for you to do, you know, attack, jump, and other things? How was that for you? Like just the control and discovering those type of things in the game?
Yeah. And just to kind of like clarify a lot of the, or add on a lot of the moveset, like is meant for traversal and exploration, right? Like there's the double jump, there's a glide, there's like all kinds of ways to like wall climb and wall jump. And later you have claws that let you climb up certain materials on the walls. So like it's really fun for discoverability and backtracking, right? Which again is another main feature of Metroidvanias. And I found the controls to be fairly good. There were a few in combat that I actually had way more trouble with than traversal. Like we kind of jump in a demo environment from basic tutorial abilities to everything's unlocked, and there's a learning curve that we just didn't get a chance to adjust to. But I did find that some of the special powers, I had a lot of trouble remembering what it was. Like some of them are press L or R and a button, and some of them are press both of them together and then a button, and then one is like, or even just a drop down from a level, which, you know, I did use quite a bit in combat, is down plus a button. And so, like, there were some that had multiple presses that I got a little lost in the sauce with. But in general, I think it's fairly approachable. I think just more practice and more time with it, I would have flowed as easily in combat as I did in traversal. And traversal feels really, really good. Like, you can tell how far you're going to be able to go. You can tell if you're going to miss a platform. Like, you can tell, like, oh, I fucked up. I need to go back and course correct. So it was very well communicated what was going on screen versus what I was pressing. And that's usually the most frustrating part with controls, right? Is if there's lag or if you feel like I pressed it, it didn't do it. And I didn't have that moment at all. Like every time I messed up, I knew I messed up.
You know, I agree with you, but I also understand that we went straight from like first level all the way to like later in the game.
Yeah, and we didn't usually get time to practice.
Yeah, and usually when you play a game like that, it's like it will slowly show you how to use certain moves, and by the time you reach to like the fish market, you're already a pro, like you already know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it was really hard to remember all these moves when we started playing, because we were just so advanced in the game, you know. But
yeah.
And I think there's reasons why a lot of companies would do that at events. Maybe there's some spoilers they don't want you to see in the game, you know. So, like, okay, this is, like, the perfect area later in the game that you need to check out, you know. But I didn't have any issues. Like you said, it's all about practice. And, yeah, I think once we get the game next month, I think we're going to get used to that quickly. Much, much quickly, I think. So. Any other questions for you? Any other thing you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, I think a lot of people are going to have a lot of fun with this game, and I think it's priced right. And I just appreciate these experiences to kind of go back to play styles of the past that maybe I missed, or game properties that maybe I missed, with a fresh take on it. Because, you know, like, game preservation is hard, and no one has figured out how to do it perfectly yet. So when we get like spiritual successors and things like this, I'm really excited to get it in my library, you know, and get some time with it. Cause, you know, there's so many great gaming experiences out there, and all of it just informs, you know, even more fun. So yeah, I'm excited for people to play this.
Yeah, again, like you were saying earlier, smaller games is where it's at for me. I just love that. I love that. It also reminds me of the old games that I used to play when I was a kid. You know, Streets of Rage, Shinobi, Sonic, you know, those type of games. Even Kung Fu from the original NES, that type of 2D platform, you know. So, I think this is a must if you're a fan of Sega games, and especially Shinobi. You definitely, definitely got to try this game out. It's so, so good. Again, I think this is one of my favorite games so far this year. I mean, it's up there with other ones, with like Exhibition 33 and everything. And this year has been really good with, you know, smaller games. I think this year has been it's been good, man. Great content and fun overall, yeah. You know? So
much fun.
Yeah. Any questions, guys, make sure to hit us up on social media, Twitter/X, Discord, or just send us an email, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Ree, anything else coming up for you? I know you've been also, recording some content for your personal YouTube channel and TikTok. Yeah, you went to the Grounded 2 event, so I know you posted some stuff there, right?
Yeah. I've been trying to get a little more consistent with my posting across all socials. Still, figuring out exactly what I post where, but if you follow me at the Rihanna MP on whatever your platform of choice is, you'll probably see my latest content. So go ahead and click on a video, give me a like, let me know what you think about what I've been doing so far, and anything else you'd like to see.
Yeah, follow her and subscribe, support Ree, and also post some comments. Let her know how she's doing.
It's quiet in there.
exactly. Everyone, well, thank you so much for watching and listening to the latest episode of Gamer Tag Radio. Once again, thanks to Sega for inviting us. I know there's more stuff coming up. This month is going to be chaos of so much content. Just last week, I posted 3 episodes of 3 different content. There's going to be more in the future. So stay tuned. Make sure to be subscribed here on Gamer Tag Radio. All right. Until next time, we're out. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.